Turl had next been distracted by the screen views of the animal when it mounted up on a horse and went down to the work area. From what he could see via the button camera the animal wore, the cyclo workmen ignored him after a brief glance. The machines went right on tearing around as always. The man-thing rode up to Kerr. Turl got very interested and turned up the volume. Kerr tried to edge away. The animal said something peculiar.
It's not your fault.
Kerr stopped backing up. He looked confused.
I forgive you,
said the animal. Kerr just stood there, staring. Turl couldn't get a very good look at Kerr due to the shadows of the dome Kerr wore, but it seemed to Turl that Kerr looked relieved. Turl took careful note of that as a sort of trick. It was not the kind of behavior he had ever thought about. And then Turl really was startled. The animal borrowed a blade machine from Kerr. Char came over and objected, and Kerr waved him off. The animal tied the horse to trail after the machine and drove the vehicle back up to the plateau. Kerr had looked positively threatening at Char. Had the animal started a fight between the two cyclos? How had the animal managed that? Well, Turl thought, he was just imagining things. And the screen views had been jumpy and the sound very flawed due to the roar of machinery. And Turl went back to the real puzzle of Numph. The next time Turl remembered to check, he saw that the animal had used the blade machine to knock down a half dozen trees and pile them up near the cage. It was using the blade controls to axe up the trees into lengths. Turl was pleased it could operate a machine like that. It would have need of such skill. Turl got involved with bauxite quotations through the galaxies and didn't pay any more attention until nearly nightfall. The animal had returned the blade machine and was now almost finished with a fence. It had built a fence of sorts all around the cage. Turl was puzzled until he remembered the animals saying the horses might touch the bars. Of course. It was protecting the females from flash in case the horses short-circuited the bars. After another hour of studying prices, Turl got his face mask and went down to the cage area. He found that the animal had built itself a little hut from the tree branches, and now had the instruction machine and table and packs in it, and was kindling a fire in front of it. Turl hadn't really recognized that man-things could create houses without dressed timber or stones. The man-thing got a branch burning and, with some other things in its hand, went over to the cage. It had left a zigzag opening before the door to bar the horses and still let a man-thing through. Turl threw a switch and cut off the juice to the bars and let the animal in the cage. It handed the female the burning brand, put down some other things, came out again, and got some wood and took it in. It was very uninteresting to Turl. He noted, idly, that the females had cleaned up the old robes, dismantled the meat drying rack, and neatened the place up. He checked their collars and leashes and the firmness of the pin to which they were tied. They shrank from him as if he were a disease. It amused him. After he had pushed the animal out and was locking the cage door, from nowhere, an idea hit him. Turl hastily turned on the juice again and went tearing back to his office.